Sorry, sir.
No, no, that's my son.
Thank you.
Alicia, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Case number 24064.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is the grand case?
That'll be it, thanks, this is case.
Okay.
Morning, we'll do it that way.
Good morning, Evan Fisher from the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection.
And Fisher is spelled the way Fisher's normally spelled?
It is.
Thank you.
Front name.
Your brief statement?
I did it back.
My brief statement is that here we have a statutory mandate, and respectfully, the board is bound to follow Connecticut General Statutes 2928. This appellant has a NICS disqualifier for a misdemeanor conviction. It's a state disqualifier that looks back 20 years. Those convictions, I believe, were entered on 2015. The disqualifier is scheduled to expire on 8/28/2035. So really, there's not really a lot of discretion here. These convictions are on the record, and the statute is pretty clear that anyone convicted of a misdemeanor violation of 53A63 during the preceding 20 years shall not be issued a permit.
So, sir,
good morning.
Excuse me?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You have an automatic disqualifier under...
Can I raise a point there?
Yes.
I did not know what a J-State NICS prohibition was, so I looked up the statute, and a J-State NICS prohibitor, based on state law violation, only applies in the state where the offense took place.
And that state is what?
Connecticut.
Yeah.
They're Connecticut convictions.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a Wallingford PD investigation.
Okay.
Yep.
Never mind.
Answer that question?
Okay. Yes. On the street.
The result is we cannot grant this, your application. Under federal law, we cannot grant the application.
Actually, state law.
State law.
Yeah, I didn't understand what was going on because at the time, police officer told me I got those two charges because A, the tire went over the curb, and the second one, I think, was a long time ago.
It doesn't really matter what happened in the incident. The fact is you have a conviction for reckless endangerment first, I believe.
Yeah, that's what it was, because the tire went over, mechanical failure.
Correct, but that is on your record, and the board is not legally able to issue your permit.
How do I proceed with that then?
Well, from what Mr. Fisher said, it sounds like this prohibition would expire in August?
No. Well, that's
10 more years.
2035.
Yeah. Sorry, you could go for a pardon.
Go for a pardon. You could apply to the Board of Pardons to be pardoned for this offense.
Is that with the local court where that's that
happens? There's
maybe
a
link, he can tell
there's
me.
There's a link on our website to the Board of Pardons and Paroles, actually.
Because okay. I was unaware of all that.
Yep.
Yeah. You can get to that through our website and apply for a pardon. And if they grant you a pardon, then you can reapply.
You decide to back to the Wallingford Police Department.
Or wherever you live now.
Yes. Yeah, start right over for like way back in the day.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, I guess we learn something every day.
Yeah. So your choice now is to either withdraw your case, or if you decide to move forward, we have no options to vote against you.
We could go forward with a hearing after which we will deny, or you can withdraw your case today.
And apply to the Board of Pardons and start over.
If you elected to go forward, if you got a pardon and then reapplied, you'd have to put on your application that you were denied.
Okay.
Many people in vain that withdraw their case when they have this information.
Yeah, you still have to disclose your...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've done everything I'm supposed to do, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so just to be clear, so I would have to go...
To the Board of Pardons.
Board of Pardons? Excuse me.
Frankly, your best bet is talk to an attorney.
Someone okay.
Can at least advise you on what... Maybe you can do it yourself, but someone can advise you on exactly legally what you need to do.
Okay.
The state may be willing to help you, too.
All right. Yeah, because I was... The thing that really kind of blew me away was I had a permit, I had the accident, then I had to reapply, so I got my permit after the accident, and then just this next time, recently, a year or two ago, when I went to get my permit, when I sent, went to send it in, I didn't get anything back from the state police, and I had like 3 days left on the permit.
Okay, but all of that, is that conviction on your record as of today, and apparently it is, so.
As far as I know, yeah, apparently, yeah.
So what would you like to do now? Could either withdraw or?
Again, not to be difficult, could you explain to me about it?
So you could either right now with your case in front of us, you could either withdraw today, right now withdraw the case.
The case simply goes away.
Goes away.
Okay.
And, or if you want to move forward with the case, the board has no choice but to vote against you, because we can't statutorily uphold the appeal.
And then you have a denial on your record.
Oh, and that's not good. Well, I'm gonna go with the prior.
Okay, so you're gonna withdraw your case?
Yeah, I guess that would be in my best interest.
It would be.
Thank you for that.
All right, thank you, sir.
Well, set?
Yep, good to go.
All right.
Good luck, you two.
Thank you, have a great day.